Begin the Gemara Dav Masechet Shabbos Dav Kuf Yud Zayin. Begin them now. Begin the taste of their masel. It begins the words of the Gemara. Hacha behir nasa ba'asus hadava aser. Here became a base for something that's forbidden. Today's going to come to explain why is the skin a basel dava aser. As the Gemara rejected and says, well, this that you could save the tikka safer with the safer because the fire that you can't compare to regarding moving the skin which has the meat of the carbon because. The container, the mantle, the zekel of the tefillin is a basel for something that's permitted, which is the sefer that's inside. So therefore, you're allowed to move it even without the fire. Karam Pesach, that the ur is becoming a basel of asim. So Pesach, as Rashi explains, yeah, because shabasa asel talfel. The skin is the container for the meat, and the meat is forbidden to be moved. Shari in a ro lachi la delilah, because the meat's not fit to be eaten until the nighttime anyway. So therefore, the skin is a basel of asim. So it's actually in there, that doesn't seem to be correct. Because if that's the case, in Heichikam, how's the Gemara say later on that what the Chamor is saying that if you let him bring the tick that has money inside of it to save the saber Torah and to put inside of it, and you don't have to throw out the money, so they're following the Talta or Agav Basa, don't you think we should be able to save the skin because of the meat? For sure, then you should be able to allow to do the Tzorcha Hedid because you're doing Tzorcha Gevayim. But what's bothering Taisus is, if the meat is Mukti, forbidden to move it, how's the Gemara comparing the meat to the saber Torah? Keeping the bus asla taltal, since meat is forbidden to be moved and the sefer Torah is permitted. So how are you comparing the two of them? So therefore, rather, says Taisa Benira, would seem the lekul ama basa mutal taltal. No, actually, the meat itself is permitted to be moved on Erev Pesach on Shabbos. Now, and Taisa addressed the question. It says, Avgav demand the shari basa taltal, even though the one who holds it generally raw meat is ba'al l'taltal, it's permitted to move it. That's only hain mishum dechaz l'klavim, because you could go ahead and feed it to the dogs. Another time, he's addressing the question that it's not actually generally raw meat, which is what the Korban Pesach is, or Pesach actually not fit to be eaten. It's only for the dogs. V'achilai chaz l'klavim, here by kachim, it's actually not fit to be given to the dogs. How are we saying that it's not going to be mukta? So it says, mekam mokam mishum b'zyayin kachay shemayim, because of the disgrace of the kachim, Charlotte Kulam, everyone agrees that you're allowed to go ahead and move it. It's not considered muktzah. Well, but tiltal or agabas with the plegi. And therefore, the whole machlekes that we have over here is regarding if you're allowed to move the skin because of the meat, which the meat is not muktzah. Ah, but then Taisa addressed the question. But how the kamachan and this, I think, Gemara saying over here, which I taste the mask and have a bas lava also that the skin is a base with something forbidden. What do you mean? Didn't we just say that the meat is permitted to be said? Not like Rashi? That's because before the meat was slaughtered on Erev Shabbos by Shbein Hashmashes, then the skin is a basa for something that's forbidden. Because the animal itself is forbidden. It's a living creature is mukta. And if that's the case, the skin was Bein Hashmashes, basa la ba'asa, and therefore it should be forbidden. But you're right, the meat itself, the Karban Pesach, after it's slaughtered, is not forbidden to be moved. As Kodshe Shemayim are permitted to be moved. Next says the Master begins the words of Gemara. Midame, is it comparable? Hasam adahachi bahachi nafud leika. There, as you're going, it's the fire is going to consume it. Shes can explain why can't you differentiate if the tick is a basis of dava aser or it's also a basis of a dava mut. And that is because when I taste the Master is going on, the Gemara had a question that how do you know one of the attempts that the Gemara had to say, to explain what was the Chumash Raya from our Mishnah, that you're allowed to bring a container with money from somewhere else to put the Sefer Torah into it, and you don't have to throw out the money. And that the Gemara is saying, if you think that it's because, okay, well, if you're allowed to save the Sefer Torah that already has the container, the money inside of it, so that you could bring the container with it, and the Gemara says, no, there's a fundamental difference. There, as Atiz de Maschel says, when it has the Sefer Torah in it, if you're going to try to take out the money, it's going to consume it. Here, you're anyway bringing it from the other end of the room. You could easily spill it out as you're coming, and therefore, it's not necessarily going to be that you could bring something that's just purely a basel of aser to go ahead and save the Sefer Torah. But that Taisa asks, but if you're going to say, Taisa has to take a second look. It says, why can't we reject the source that we thought that you could bring the container with money from this, that you could go ahead and save the Sefer Torah that already has the money inside of it? Am I like, why didn't the Gemara say, Hasim over there when the Sefer is already in the container? In the mantle. Nasa, basas l'daba, mutul l'daba asa. There, even if the money's inside of it, but there's two things in that mantle. There's a sefer Torah which is permitted to be moved, that it's a basas for, and for the money which is forbidden. Yet, hach over here, nasa, basas l'daba asa, great. Here, it's only a basas for the money that's forbidden, which only the money. So that itself should be a reason to differentiate. So it's Taisa Yosem, what you could say is the Einir Lil Chalik. No, that the Gemara didn't think would be a reason to differentiate between the cases. Because Kimin Hashta Saba Sheochel Nar Mois Vakis, since at this point the Gemara assumes that, yeah, in both cases, whether this Torah is in it or you bring it to get the Torah with it, but the Gemara's answer says, no, there's a difference. And the Gemara's assumption in the question, it's assuming that each one you can shake out the money, and still we say you don't have to shake it out, I'm sure it's permitted, because kosher oil let's all say b'tar, whatever's being done to say b'tar is going to be permitted. Therefore, that's what the Gemara is saying. Who had in the shari lehevi tikshish b'moiz great. Therefore, we can presume that you can bring also the container that just has money itself from this itself, because since you're moving it to the same b'tarim, therefore the Gemara did not think that would be a differentiation. Therefore, our Gemara has to say like our Tez Demasel quoting that no, the difference is because one of them the Torah is going to get consumed, the other one you can shake it out as you're going to get the same b'tarim. Next Tez Demasel begins words the Gemara the hachim hachim l'shadinim. On your way, you could go ahead and throw out the money. Which is proof from here that when the skin has not been skinned only up until the breast, then according to everyone, it's permitted to be moved. That is, the Gemara rejected and said, no, you can't bring a riot from the fact that you could save the saber tie with the money inside, that you could bring a container just with money itself, which we thought that would be the interpretation of Acham's riot from our Mishnah. No, because there the saber tie is going to get consumed. Here, as you're running anyways, you could just shake out the money. But Taisa makes a deek. It says, Mashmit sounds like the Ilay Motzi Lemishdei Mo'iz. Oh, it's only because you can throw it out, so we're not going to let you. But if you weren't able to throw out the money, then you have to bring that bag, whatever it is, that money inside of it, to save the Sibetar. Says Taisa, if that's the case, and then it comes out, when you have, because this is what the Gemara is trying to compare it to, we're just rejecting it because of that you don't have any definitive raya, because you said you could throw out the money. But if you can't, then you would be able to take it. Ah, so then the parallel to what the Gemara wanted to really bring it for is so kasha'ina mufshadel al-chazer, when you have the carbon pasach that's only skinned up until the breast, then mutl kolam latatav, yeah, according to everyone, you would be able to move that skin. Why? Because you can't throw it out from the skin. It's the same thing like moving the zekel, the sack that has the money inside it. You can't throw out the money. We hear also you can't throw it out. It's connected, because it's not totally skinned, that everyone's going to agree that you could go ahead and move it. Because B'lei Pligi, their whole machlekes was only Elikashachuf Shalagamri, only they're totally skinned. The Brashal El, like Tosfos had previously said, he alluded to this idea, that he said in Kaftazayim Abbez de Maschel Pligi, that the whole machlekes was only when it was totally skinned. Tosfos addressed, well, it doesn't he say you can't skin the whole thing? It's either that it was violated or it's come on other carbons that you could skin. Because, as we said, because it was only skin partly, then actually everyone would agree that you'd be able to move it. Ketuvah next to the Masechta begins with the Gemara. The Shakali Bebarzi takes it with combs that of our thin strips. Tosfos can explain, then, based on what the Gemara is saying over here, why didn't the Mishnah Masechta Pesachim mention also skinning amongst those things that override Shabbos as a Shavuos? Notice this comes to explain that what about the opinion of the Rabban themselves? Do you also have to skin it in these thin strips? Which the Gemara, Rav Ashi, ultimately said that actually the machlekes in the Braisa was only in the skinning of the animal. So what was the right of our Mishnah, which is Tov Mat Mokta, which is only rabbinic? That's because here's also rabbinic. How's rabbinic? So rabbinic is you're only doing Bevarzi thin strips, which is not the normal way of doing Avshata, and therefore it's not biblical. Now, Pish, because Rav Ashi explains, yeah, the Ikar Shavus B'Kai Gavna. So it's exactly like the Lach of our Mishnah, just like a Mishnah permits you to tzorchei hedyin, because you're already doing tzorchei gevaya of saving the Sefer Torah, so you're allowed to save the money. So it will be here, where you're allowed to do tzorchei gevaya, so you're allowed to do also, yeah, in a derabanan of Bebarzi, to do the Issa Derabanan. So Rashi holds that, yeah, there is Issa Derabanan of doing thin strips. So it says, but because it's difficult. Because if that's the case, that it's rabbinically forbidden, so then, the Habalei L'Misnim B'Psachim Perikel Advan. The Gemara should have mentioned this in the Mishnah, the Psachim of Sanachim Beis, that Hefshit, that skinning the animal, the Dachi Shabbos that are override Shabbos, Bahadi Hani Shabbos, with all the other Isur Drabban, the Biktani Asim, the Dachi Shabbos that the Mishnah there teaches, that they override the rabbinic Isur of Shabbos. In the base of Mikdash, that you could do all those different things, it mentions different malachas that you could do, including the Isur Drabbanim. Why doesn't it mention this as one of those things? So therefore, Benilri actually seemed to read the Lekef Elishmos. Actually, here the skinning of the animal in these thin strips is not even rabbinically forbidden. Because you're not doing the malacha of Havshata which is a significant measurement of a skin together, because that's the whole point of mafshid, is that you could use it to make leather out of it, but you're doing thin strips, it's not significant, and therefore it's not even going to be rabbinically forbidden. As Tosfos addresses a few difficulties, he says, and v'lo yedomeh l'mapas morsa, it's not the same thing as popping a pimple, which is also something insignificant, but the hasan pesach kavod. There, yeah, but you're making an opening, achshein etzach, you just don't need it. But the fact that you're making an opening is significant enough, and therefore it's only mutter b'mokum tzar, but it is rabbinically forbidden. So the b'chein tzad mazikin, so there's some traps, harmful creatures, that it is rabbinically forbidden, because mekam mokum tzadu, although you don't really need it, but it is trapping, and therefore it's rabbinically forbidden. But over here, like covered hefshu, you're not even doing skinning. It's not even going to be rabbinically forbidden. Some have this as a taste of different mouths. Marshall takes it out. The shogli bebarzi, where you're taking it in these with the iron comb with these thin strips. Taste has vimtaim. Taste has to take a second look. And he says, and if you're going to say the tani b'sayv tamen nishchad, we learned in the brisa at the end of the perek tamen nishchad pesach nafsa mechema beis. Tani in the brisa chashchav. Let's already got dark. Already started the Yomtiv HaPesach, the 14th of Nisan ended, and we're already in the 15th. So then, after they did all their Krava and Haktara for everything, the Karban Pesach on the 14th, everyone goes, takes his Karban Pesach in his skin, and he goes and takes it home. Question is, Tesa asking, he says, Im Kain, if that's the case, Lav Barzi HaYimufsid, obviously they didn't skin with the thin strips, because if you did thin strips, there's no way to take it as a sack, to put your Karban Pesach inside of it and take it home like that. And moreover, Tosfos is adding to the question to explain it. He says the mashma, but it sounds like over there the b'shabbos ari. There's too much Shabbos because Amos Nidin the Hashem Koy is going on that mission Big Tony, which that mission is the one that taught Arba Asa Shchal b'shabbos after the 14th on Shabbos what you do. And so wait a second, how do we understand our Gemara? Our Gemara is saying that the way it's permitted is because you're doing the thin strips. But what do you mean if that's thin strips and that's how you allowed to do it? If Arba Asa Shchal b'shabbos, how could you take it in your sack of leather from the skin of the animal if it's the thin strips? Says Taisa a few approaches. Says first of all, maybe you could say the Lekaya Shabbos. No, although the Brisa is mentioned there in that Gemara, it's not really going on the case of the Mishnah of Shabbos. So it's only during the weekday that you then take it in your sack of the leather. But on Shabbos, you're right, wouldn't be possible. Or Yinami, another approach is Nightly Ba'ira. Yeah, you could take it in the skin. Shenishir Adachaza, which it was skin normally up until the breast. Because that doesn't have to be thin strips. That's the Tzarech of Beimurim. Everyone agrees that that's Tzarech of Karban, that you could skin the normal way. So only after that, the rest, the Kulai, that you have to do in thin strips. So therefore, you do have enough leather to take it home in a sack. Additionally, the Ri also says, what you could say is, the Rabbanon, the Divri Bishmol Kami. Actually, the Rabbanon, they weren't going in their own opinion. They were going in the opinion of Rabbi Shmol. And they were saying as follows, Lididan, according to us, Mutalav Shlagami, Ilato skin it in the normal way, all the way, because it's considered in the honor of Hashem. Lididach, but according to you, that you say it's forbidden to skin it past the breast, at least agree to us that you could go ahead and skin in the way of thin strips that's not biblically forbidden. Then at least you could learn now from the Halach of Mishnah that you can be matzal take a sefer with the money that's inside the sefer. But really, the Chum themselves actually hold that you can skin the whole thing in the normal way. And therefore, again, that's what the Gemara says, V'imsachim, that everyone took their Pesach in the skin of the animal. But then says Tosfos ben Tamei, if you're going to say, wait a second, Lafiza, based on this that we're saying the corn drop bun, you let us skin the whole animal in the normal way, and you don't need to do it in the thin strips. Well, back to the question Tosfos originally asked. Then it should have been mentioned in the Masechet Pesachim of Dechias Hefshed, that you're allowed to override the skinning of the Isra of Shabbos. The Shemitah says, what you could say is the Bepukta Likamari. No, the Gemara didn't want to mention in that list this case, because they didn't want to talk about cases that are disputed, as the Gemara says many times in Shas. Because the Bishmol, Loidachal, they have Shekhlal, according to Bishmol, no, the skinning does not override Shabbos at all, because this that you're allowed to do it up until the breast, that is the mission is not going to say Hefshit that's overriding, because even Kodrabanan that is Deicha Shabbos. And regarding what they hold you could do is only Kodrabanan, not according to Bishmal. But then Tezbav, the Sebavka of the Choshvarka Basavasim, although it does mention things like riding the animal to bring it and bring it out of the Tchum, which are things that are disputed, and still mention that in the list of Shusim that override Shabbos with the Karban Pesach, which the Pligiba Rabbi Kiv Rabbi Eliezer says, that's not considered as being disputed. Why? Because the disputant Rabbi Eliezer, the Shemutihu, he's considered excommunicated. We don't consider his opinion significant, and if we don't consider it court as it being disputed. Void Morva says, Taishtimah, he plugged the Yalfin and Dazon and Dechav, and that dispute would learn out that spraying a person is forbidden to be done on Shabbos does not override. Like you're telling them, we taught that because we wanted to teach that halacha by itself, but you're right, usually we do not say cases that are disputed. So Taisa had a difficulty on Rashi's interpretation that he said that by skinning it in the thin strips, it is rabbinical, if it had been different, similar to the case of a Mishnah. Then why doesn't the Mishnah say in Pesachim this list, this of skinning in the list of things that override Shabbos? So the Rebbe says, actually, there's no even rabbinic isser, because not significant, not considered skinning. Additional Taisa says, wait a second, that if you're skinning it in thin strips, how does the Brisa teach everyone took home their Krum Pesach in the skin? What do you mean it was in thin strips? So Taisa says either you could say it's not going on Shabbos, or you could say that they took it in the pieces of leather that were whole up until the breast. Or the Rebbe says that actually the Rabban actually held you could skin the whole thing. They were only going according to B'shal B'Recha, that's where you're going to skin it at least with thin strips. But then Taisa says, wait a second, then why isn't it mentioned in those of that our Deichik Shabbos, which is by the Karm Pesach. And that Taisa says, no, because not talking about cases that are disputed. And additionally, although the Mishnah does mention Harkavas V'Asai, which is disputed, and that is not either because Rabbi Eliezer is a Shemuti, so it's not considered like it's disputed, or it's only because of Net Machlikis, we learn out that Hazah is not Deichik Shabbos, therefore we mention that case too, but you generally do not mention cases that are disputed. The last days begins words of the Gemara, Shalish Mechitzes, B'shnei L'chayim V'chulim. Three walls and two side posts, etc. Shalish is going to explain that why didn't Rabbi explain the Machlekes of Chum Ben Meseirah, that it's about three walls without a lechi. That is the mystery we learned, this Machlekes, where do you save the Kisei Kodesh to when there's a fire, either Mavi Mefulish or Mavi Ein Mefulish. So Chiz explains what's Mefulish. It's that is three walls and it has one lechi. The Ein Mefulish is three walls and two lechis. Based on that, carrying of food and beverages should have been allowed into that, like the Shidra B'lez and Erevin. It's just that regarding a Sefer Torah, Ben Meseir is Mekel, and he allows it with one lechi. It says, Taisis Hashta, at this point, Haid Mefarash Lahachi, this Rav Chizah explained the halacha of the Mishnah like this. Umukki Tarvaya Libid Rav Lezen, that both of them are going to Rav Liazim. V'loboy Lamei Meshosh Mechizah B'lech Echa in Mefosh, and he doesn't want to say that, oh, actually, the case of in mefulish is three walls with one lechi. Or belay lechi is mefulish, and without any lechi, that's mefulish. And actually, if Rav Chizah would have explained like that, then he would actually be explaining according to the halacha, which is actually as Rav Ashi concludes in the later interpretation. Why doesn't Rav Chizah say like that? He's very close. He's saying that everyone's like Rav Chizah, which is like Rav Ashi says. It's just that he's not taking one step lower the way Rav Ashi does. Says Taisus, because Hayin Mishum Desav, that's because Rav Chizah held the Balei Lechi Klal, without a lechi at all, without a side post, Lav Asher Ben Meseir, but say we would not have permitted it. Because to have a Carmelist, that's essentially a Carmelist, which is a rabbinically forbidden area, as a Rishas Ram, and Balei Dama Lechata Shein Merebis to save. It's not comparable to a Chata that you didn't do an Erev, in the Seva of the Mishnah later on, that Ben Meseir permits you to take out food and drink for the Shalosh Shudas. That's because at least it's surrounded by houses and it's fit to have an Erev. It's just that it's open to those which you didn't do an Erev with. But here, by Mavi, where there's no differentiation at all, if you don't have any leches at all, it totally looks like Rishus Ram. Therefore, Rav Chizah does not want to say like that, although that is the conclusion of the Gemara at the end with Rav Ashi. The next says, not that begins words of the Gemara, but more of the Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, not to Latoyche Echel Mashkin. According to your interpretation, the Rabbanon should allow not just Kisra Kaddish, but even saving food and drink. Which does come explain what the Gemara's question is. And the Marshal takes out these first words, Vamai Nokat Chatzim Rabbis, that the Gemara, Rabbi asked Rav Chizah, wait a second. If Mavi Shein Mefulish is a Mavi that has two lechis with three walls, so then why only let kids are good? You should just let food and drink. So he's come to explain what the question is that if the Mishnah is talking about a regular bona fide Mavi that's fixed with two lechis and three walls, so then, then instead of differentiating between, as we see the Rabbanan in the next Mishnah, that you're allowed to save by a sheared courtyard that has an air, food and drink, and Lamava, in contrast to our Mishnah, which you only let Tamava, which you let even Tamava Mefulish, is only Kisya Kaidish. Why make that differentiation? Should have made a difference regarding if Mavi was, had an Eiv done with it or wasn't done with it. Because the Mishud of Yemut Lahatla, the Tayyar the Mashnah, you're talking about the case that it has three walls and two lechis, so then you should have made it just that there's a Shitufe Mevais, and then you can take him food and drink. Why do you have to take a case of Chatzim Rebbe's? That was Rabbi's question on Rav Chizda, according to his interpretation of what does it mean, a Mavoi, She'enim Afulash. Tzimek says the Master begins the words of the Gemara, Elam Rabbi B'chulu. Rather, Rabbi says, etc., which takes him to explain, wait a second, what is Rabbi's answer? And then because of actually Abaye's question, and then based on how Tosafot can explain what Rabbi said, then what is Abaye's question? So, as we said, Rabbi asked Rav Chisda on his interpretation of Mavish and Mavulish, which is if it's three walls and two lachis, then okay, then why only then in Kisrei Kodesh? You should let even food and drink. So Rabbi gives a different interpretation. And he says, okay, we're going like Rabbi Huda, and that it's two walls with two lachis. And the Machlekes is regarding, he said, I mean, the Sefer Torah, where Ben Masei says, oh, okay, you only need one lachis. So it says, Taisa, Tame, it's a wonder. Matthew, it's Rabbi Makusha. So what's Rabbi answering from the question, did Nachal Teich HaYichal Mashkin? He asked the same question on Rav Chisda. He's, if you're going like Rabbi Huda, so the Rabbanan are just like Rabbi Huda, which is a bona fide mavli to be able to carry in with two walls and two lechis. So then, why only in a Kisrei Kodesh? Which is actually Abaye's question, simply understood on Rabbi himself. So how does Rabbi even entertain to say that? So if I ever read, the Re actually says the Rabbi wrote to Lemma, what Rabbi meant to say was like this. The Rabbanan subject Rabbi Huda, what does it mean the Rabbanan holy Rabbi Huda? Davko tzarechat tzol Kisrei Kodesh, specifically regarding saving Kisrei Kodesh. V'lele tzarechacha, not for any other need. And then, of course they don't hold that just two walls with then lechis are going to help. It's we're going to kiss a Kodesh that they help. And Ben Meser says, even one step lower than us. Oh, so therefore, that's why, of course, only going to help a kiss a Kodesh. Enough of food and drink. And now Tais has to explain, so wait a second, so what's Abaye's question? Abaye seemed to have said, wait a second, that's a regular Mavoi. It's not a regular Mavoi, it's only because of Kodesh. So what's Abaye asking? So he said, Abaye Parch, his question was, Mishum de'ena niru le'svar, because he didn't hold that this would be logical, which is the thesis of Rabbah, she is brew kibbihud l'chatzon, that they would hold like kibbihud halfway. Wait a second, you mean you don't really hold it's a mavi, it's only for Kisrei Kodesh? No, they didn't hold that they would hold like him halfway, and therefore that was a Abaye's question, saying, wait a second, obviously they hold like kibbihud all way, and therefore why don't they hold those, and then you could say, lech lamash. Mashani Abaye, but then Abaye gives his own answer, he says, gim machitza b'chulu, etc. Which, Abaye, according to Abaye, loisab rabban kibbihud l'chatzon, according to him, it's not like they hold kibbihud halfway. No, what the Rabbanim mean to say, or that although you're right, generally Rabbi Eliezer holds, you have to have three walls and two lechis, but it means to say, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Latzol's Kisrei Kodesh, Sagi B'lech Lechad, he himself would permit it with one lechi. And therefore, again, it's not going to work for food and drink, because food and drink needs two lechis. It's just that it's not halfway, because he rejected Rabbi for that. It's just that, Kibbisayim Vos, like the Gemara itself concludes, and said, Rabbi Eliezer, holding for Rabbi Eliezer, he would hold in this situation, would be sufficient with one lechi, and therefore that's why Abaye rejected Rabbi's interpretation.